Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio.
Today, we're covering an article by Brett Allegri-Wood called The AI Marketplace, Connecting Your CRM to Every Tool, Agent and Data Source.
And the core problem this article addresses is one pretty much every SME owner recognizes immediately. Your data is scattered. Sales has its stuff, marketing has its own, support has theirs, and nobody's working from the same picture.
Right. And the consequence isn't just inconvenience, it's actual revenue loss. Campaigns running without sales context, leads being chased when someone's already a support headache, AI bots trained on partial data making poor recommendations.
Exactly. So Brett's argument is that the fix starts with the CRM, not just any CRM, but one that acts as the single source of truth for AI, customers, sales, and marketing. And the Anabu platform is built around that idea from day one.
What does single source of truth actually mean in practice, though? Because I think some owners hear that and think, great, another dashboard.
Fair point. In this case, it means the CRM stores the canonical customer records, contact details, activity timelines, purchase histories, consent metadata, and every bot, automation, and person reads from and writes to the exact same database.
So when your AI voice bot rings someone, it already knows about their last support ticket and whether they opened your last email?
That's the idea, yes. The article calls it out specifically. Voice bots reference recent support tickets, unpaid invoices, and marketing engagement before they even start the conversation.
That's a meaningful difference from a bot that just knows someone's name and phone number.
Huge difference. And the same logic applies across every bot type Brett covers. Conversation bots, sales bots, database reactivation bots for dormant accounts, reputation and review bots that monitor social platforms and trigger workflows. They all read from and write back to the same source.
So the shared context stops repetitive outreach and gives humans clean handoffs.
Exactly. Now, the marketplace is how you actually connect the CRM to everything else. It's described as a plug-and-play fabric linking the CRM to point-of-sale systems, booking engines, e-commerce platforms, analytics tools, finance systems, and any cloud API your business relies on.
And you don't need a team of external consultants to keep it running?
That's one of the stronger claims in the piece. Non-technical staff can edit workflows, adjust bot scripts, and enable or disable marketplace agents from the admin console. Low-code interfaces let you map fields and transform data without writing custom code.
I want to push on that because low-code sometimes means still confusing.
Brett does acknowledge that for more advanced changes, there's clear API documentation for an in-house developer or a preferred partner. But the week-to-week operations, that's meant to stay in-house.
What about cost? Because when you hear enterprise-grade features, the assumption is enterprise-grade pricing.
The article addresses this directly. Pricing supports per location or per user plans with optional bundles for voice minutes, advanced agents, and marketplace connectors. The framing is that you only pay for what you need and scale up predictably as you grow.
And how long does it actually take to get running?
Typical implementations for SMEs and franchise setups are described as weeks, not months. Pre-built connectors and templates cover the common use cases: booking confirmations, new lead routing, invoice reminders, review requests.
The franchise example in the article is quite concrete. Point of sale, booking engine, and franchise management software connected, so marketing can run local promotions based on actual inventory and seasonality.
And the voice bots confirm appointments and push no-shows into reactivation sequences, all in the franchise's brand voice. That's the kind of detail that makes it real rather than theoretical.
There's also a B2B services firm and a healthcare practice in there. Different sectors, same underlying principle. Bring the data sources together and the automations become genuinely useful.
So what's the one action? If an owner's listening to this and wants to do something this week, what does Brett point them towards?
Start by identifying your highest impact integration points, your lead sources, billing system, major communication channels, and wherever your product or inventory data lives. Then install the matching connectors and enable agents for lead scoring, sentiment, and intent detection.
And configure one or two automations to begin with. The examples given are an automated lead routing flow and a review follow-up sequence. Then measure the lift over a 30 to 90 day period.
That's a manageable starting point, not a 6 month project.
The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want to see how this would work in your own business, you can book a free AI audit there too.
Worth doing if your bots and automations are currently running off disconnected data.
See you next time.